It's hard to grasp the long-term mental health implications of COVID-19, but many Americans have already seen their mental health suffer during the pandemic. A study from the CDC found 75% of respondents between 18 and 24 years old reported experiencing mental health symptoms like anxiety or depression. Mary Ellen Spicer is a social worker at Sycamore High School.
A lot of our service providers in the community have seen an increase in adolescents, and then particularly ages 18 to 24. There's been a real increase on need and actual suicide attempts.
Spicer and other social workers, psychologists, and counselors will be on the front lines trying to provide mental health support to students starting school in the midst of COVID-19. Crystal Templin is a fellow social worker and counselor at Sycamore.
Often we deal with situations that are a crisis, and that's a given, but usually not everyone is affected by the crisis.
And the anxiety is coming from both the quarantine and lack of social interaction, and now the stress and uncertainty of whether a return to a social environment like the classroom can be done safely. Spicer's district just delayed their in-person start, and conducting social work online can present a multitude of challenges, especially when you have students with significant disabilities or anxiety. Sylvia Hudsick is a social worker in Rockford at Risa Middle School.
If there's some risk of harm, I mean, how do we assess that? And I think of my new students, I mean, am I ready to see their house? That's their space. That's their home base. I mean, are these families ready for that?
Fundamental work like teaching about facial expressions or how to come in and out of conversations becomes much more difficult to convey over Zoom or Google Meet. And students may have experienced a loss in their family but feel uncomfortable reaching out. Trauma that students experienced during the pandemic doesn't replace what they experienced before. It just adds another layer to their story. And some students may have not even met their school social worker in person. Jen Katowski is a social worker at DeKalb High School.
I think it's strange for students to reach out via email and say that they need to talk to me. If they were in the building, they could just come down to my office and say, hey, do you have a minute?
Social-emotional learning is going to be front and center at some schools. Elizabeth Croning is a social worker at Gregory Elementary in Rockford. She says the spring was the definition of a crisis. So while they were sending out some materials, they can't blame parents for not being as responsive. Now, social workers are putting together presentations and using online learning platforms like Seesaw. They're focusing on coping strategies like meditation or getting outside and asking about good things that happened over the past few months, like spending more time with family. E-learning lessons also include links to community services like food pantries and housing.
We thought we were pretty we're all so virtual till this. And then it's like, there is all this stuff, but we don't use it.
Rockford Public Schools are still planning a blended part in-person, part online option. Sylvia Hudsick says about half of the district's families chose remote learning. So around half of her caseload will be online and the other half she will get to meet with personally. Social workers often fill their office with little fidget toys or stress balls students can use to relax, but now some school guidelines say they can't have shared items that need cleaning, and personal items are limited.
I have all these coloring sheets, you know, the kids come in and they kind of doodle because it kind of takes the pressure off of, you know, us sitting across from each other. So it's still like, how am I going to pull this off?
Social workers also have to help educate teachers on how to pick up on behaviors and building social-emotional connections even online. And as Sycamore's Mary Ellen Spicer calls, it's impossible for educators to help if they're not looking after their own mental health.
In March, I had a couple students who would be in crisis, and I'm at home in my kitchen on the computer with them, having to get a hold of mom on the phone, getting a hold of their case manager, and like trying to piece that together for the student. And then when I was done with that crisis and we had that student in a safe place, I'm still at home in my kitchen. So what am I doing to take care of myself?
It's unclear how long into the fall or winter students will be learning from home, but wherever they're at, social workers say they need access to mental health support now more than ever, even as millions of students in the United States still go to school with no counselor or social worker at all. I'm Peter Medlin.